based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'd just like to offer up a suggestion that whoever's brilliant idea it was to put a nuclear power plant on or near one of the world's most active earthquake faults, get their heads examined.
That's Joe, a talk radio caller in Illinois, who says what a lot of people are probably thinking about the situation in Japan. The beginning of this hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focusing yet once again on Japan. On Fox News, Sean Hannity talked to former White House Press Secretary Dana Perino and the Wall Street Journal's Steve Moore about the way President Obama has been handling this disaster in Japan.
So he's filling out brackets, he's going to fundraisers, parties, and golfing. And I'm thinking Libya, the Middle East, you know, Japan. I don't get it.
It is his seeming passivity is either considered an admirable quality by some or a disturbing flaw by others.
You think?
And what he decides to engage on versus not engage on, it's a moving target. It's impossible to tell what he actually wants to get across. On Libya, for example, they're still deliberating about a no-fly zone. I mean, at some, you're either going to try to help the rebels or you're not. Let's just decide and move on.
Yeah. Steve, I find his lack of engagement now beyond troubling to me.
Yeah, look, there have been three big crises in the last few months. First, we have the big budget crisis. We saw what happened with the president's budget. It was simply a punt. Then we had the speech the president gave last week on energy policy. I mean, we've got $100 a barrel oil now, Sean. And what did he say? More green energy, more of the same, no change in policy. And I agree with you. I think it's been kind of callous to see the president at this time of an emergency around the world to be playing golf and filling out his
NCAA. Two weekends in a row it's golf. He's the NCAA tournament picks. I'm sure they're really important for ESPN, but maybe not at this particular time. We got a nuclear crisis. We got tsunami warnings. We've got the potential. People on the West Coast are scared to death that, in fact, the winds may blow it into the West Coast of the United States of America.
So he probably feels like if he succumbed to all the pressure to comment on everything, he wouldn't have time even to go to the bathroom. Shoot hoops, play golf. But the other thing is, remember, from the communication standpoint, what they've done. Today he did three interviews with regional news outlets in key battleground states for 2012. I mean, they're starting very, very early. They still have yet, I believe, to do an interview with NHK, which is the main news outlet for Japan. And how reassuring it would be for the Japanese to hear from the president right now. Another communications point, Steve, is in January when Representative Gabrielle Giffords was shot. That morning, President Obama put out a photograph from him in the White House Situation Room, even after we knew it was a lone gunman. I mean, the Situation Room. And then Saturday, their only communications was a radio address on the Paycheck Fairness Act, which had obviously been taped days before, and they didn't ask him to change it, and his video of him playing golf.
But you know what concerns me about this? Okay, so we've got this is obviously a huge setback for nuclear energy. It may have set it back for many years. But maybe you're right. I hope you're right, because I think nuclear energy is a pretty safe form of energy. But here's the point. If we're not going to have nuclear energy, because a lot of Democrats on the Hill today said, well, that's the end of nuclear energy, and we're not going to have oil because we're not drilling, we're not have coal because we're not
can't
mining.
Can't do that either.
And
we have nothing.
Natural gas they don't want.
Do
so where in the world, folks, are we going to get our energy
from? We're going to rely on
these. I sincerely hope the president doesn't really believe that we can engine and power a $15 trillion industrial economy with windmills. It ain't going to happen.
It ain't going to happen. And, you know, and look at where we're relying on energy from the Middle East with its instability, from North Africa, from Venezuela, from Mexico.
But all he talks about, Sean, is clean energy.
What's interesting is for years, and Steve, you and I have known this since we go back several years on the energy front, you've heard this phrase, we're not going to drill our way out of this crisis. What's interesting is our policy in the United States is not keeping pace with technology developments.
Yeah.
And now, in terms of natural gas, there's booms all over America in places where they weren't able to get natural gas before. And now that's got the renewable energy companies nervous.
There's one thing we forgot. He also talks about, you know, entitlement reform, he punted on his budget.
Tell me about it.
Coming up, we'll hear from the other side as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sits down with CNN's Wolf Blitzer to talk about what the U.S. is doing in Japan. That's as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. On CNN, Wolf Blitzer talking with Mrs. Clinton about Japan and if it's time for Americans to get out of Japan.
Is the United States urging its citizens to get out of Japan, as some other countries are beginning to do, like France and maybe even Germany?
Well, first, Wolf, the safety of American citizens is always our highest priority, and we are literally monitoring this minute by minute. We have Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Department of Energy experts on the ground in Japan working with the Japanese, and we are doing everything we can to help them try to get this this triple disaster of earthquake, tsunami, nuclear reactors under control. So if there is a necessity, in our view, to encourage that, we will do so.
Because, you know, there are a lot of American diplomats and dependents,
yes,
military personnel, tourists.
Right.
I guess the question is it time for folks to start leaving Japan?
Well, we are monitoring that, and we are listening to the experts because we want to make an informed decision if a decision becomes necessary.
So as of now, it's you're not telling people to leave?
As of this minute, but again, we are in close touch with our embassy. I spoke with the ambassador yesterday. He's in constant touch with the State Department and the White House. We will make a decision if we believe that it is in the best interest of the health and safety of American citizens.
Talk host Jeff Katz talks to Greg Hatchenberg, a listener who's currently working in Japan, for an update on what's really happening there. And then Katz sort of surprises him by putting Greg's parents on the phone.
Greg Hackenberg is a young guy from Medway, Mass. He's been over in Japan teaching English for about 3 years now. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me how it is playing out now with the nuclear power plants. What are you hearing from the Japanese media right about now?
Basically, what the media is saying is that while the power plants are sort of spewing out some radioactive gases, that so far it's not a dangerous amount, that it's still within acceptable limits within the government. But they did also say that in Tokyo, I believe, the radioactive particles measured in the air are 20 times the normal amount that they usually measure. So it's definitely cause for concern.
All right. And you are in Hachinohe. Remind us again where that is in relation to the quake?
Sure. It's 4 hours north of that epicenter, which makes it about 8 hours north of Tokyo.
Okay. Okay, so are you fearful that some of this radiation is coming your way, or have you been assured by the folks there that you should be okay?
I've been both assured by the folks here, and also I've done a lot of research on my own on the Internet, and it seems that the consensus is that the seasonal winds and also the jet stream should help keep it away from my area, at least, and sort of push it into the ocean. So I'm thankful for that.
Absolutely. And is life as normal as it can be, then, in your neck of the woods?
I would say so. They have this really great way of putting on a facade of normalcy. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone still has work, you know, not a single day off except for the students. And I think I can't really tell right now if it's just like this huge facade or if really, you know, things are going to continue as normal and they'll pick up, you know, just as soon as we get supplies back.
Mm-hmm. Have you given any thought to getting out of the country?
When I heard about the radioactivity, I was thinking about it, but so far, between what I've researched, I think I'll be okay, so I'll stay here till further notice.
All right. Now, we have someone who is calling in who I think wants you to come home, Gail in Medway. Gail, good morning.
Hi. Dad and I are on the phone, Greg.
Mom?
Yeah.
Mom, hi.
Hi, Greg.
I love playing happy matchmaker here. Greg, your mom and dad are right here, man. Go ahead.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well, actually.
Yeah, we can't get any supplies to you, so are they supplying you with iodine pills up there?
No, they aren't, but I'm pretty confident that they will if anything reaches a level where they need to. And luckily, they're able to route supplies up through Aomori City, which is like 2 hours north of me. So hopefully, you know, they'll send boats over there with supplies, and things will trickle in through that way.
Oh, thank God. We worry about you every day. It's so hard being here and not knowing what we can do to help out.
Gail, Greg says he's staying. Can I go out on a limb here and say you and Mr. Hackenberg might be happier if he came back to Medway?
Pete, I'm going to let you address that.
No. I mean, he can be harmed, you know, crossing the street, getting hit by a car over here. So, no, this is what he's got to do, what he wants to do, and now's the time in his life to do it. So, you know, yeah, we'd love to see him, but we understand.
Right.
And I just think that if he can help with the relief effort, that's where his need needs to be. But I'm not going to stop worrying. I mean, we're sitting here, you know, with our biting our fingernails. It's just so worryful.
Greg, anything you want to say to Mom and Dad there?
Thanks for speaking up for my independence and for my decisions. Thank you very much. You've always been really good at that. And also, the things that you're seeing on the TV are really tragic, and they are really terrible. But luckily, where I am is nothing. It's nothing compared to that.
Gwen, a talk radio caller in Kentucky, concerned about what the budget cuts will do to our ability to respond to disasters like the situation in Japan and maybe even if it happens in the U.S.
In the wake of this earthquake and the tsunami, with the NOAA cuts that the Republicans are proposing in Washington, how is that going to affect our early warning, our preparedness? With the nuclear disaster now that they're looking at there, the air flows, does not NOAA take care of all of that and play a big part in the first responders?
Coming up, more on the nuclear situation in Japan and the energy debate when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, talking about what talk radio and talk television is focused on, and that includes the disaster in Japan, the earthquake, the tsunami, resulting problems. Gene, a talk radio caller in New Jersey, thinks we need to stop all the funding for nuclear power, period.
There is no preparedness for nuclear power, and I think that's the big lesson, is that we should immediately cut funding for nuclear power. The Republicans have cut things like NOAA, which looks at the seismic and weather activity, and yet they want subsidies for major corporations for nuclear power. 30 years ago, in this county, we live very near to Three Mile Island, and when it blew up or didn't blow up, a lot of radiation was put out. Everyone here, no one had the correct story. We didn't know whether we should leave, how much radiation was out or anything. It's a very scary thing. We have great wind, solar. We had solar panels from the White House under Jimmy Carter. We should get back to that and to safe, clean energy. There is no disposal for the nuclear waste. Other countries like India have now been able to make bombs out of the waste of the nuclear power plants. Nuclear power is not safe.
Ray is a caller from Tennessee calling you the countdown, works at a nuclear power plant, and says the news media is blowing things way out of proportion.
This event in Japan obviously is very unfortunate. A couple of things for people to be aware of. If it was just a 9.0 Richter scale earthquake, we wouldn't even be talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
The plants would have survived that without any problems. The problem became this 30-foot unprecedented surge tsunami wave, which, again, as it rushed in, what it did was it wiped away the fuel oil tank that was at ground level, swept it out to sea, and then they no longer had a power supply for their diesel generators. Again, I don't want to downplay the seriousness of this, but it's important. I guess the other thing for folks living in the Tennessee Valley to note is that, that earthquake was generated on the Pacific Plate, which is a very, very active seismic fault. Here in the Tennessee Valley, we don't have any faults of that size. So it's a little bit of an apples and oranges comparison. We are designed for earthquakes. I guess the good news here, we didn't just throw these things together. There's a lot of science and a lot of engineering into nuclear power and nuclear power plant construction design and operation. They're built for floods. They're built for earthquakes. They're built for tornadoes. Here in the Tennessee Valley, of course, there are no tsunamis, but we do have flooding. So that's kind of, you know, it in a nutshell. It's still evolving. That's the other struggling part is, you know, there's a very limited amount of communication that gets out of there. There's some translation issues. It appears there are fires, for example, in spent fuel pools. No, there wasn't a fire in a spent fuel pool. There was a lubricating oil fire. Again, I don't want to downplay this. Mm-hmm. This is a very, very serious event. There clearly, we know, have been releases of radiation. How big they were, how long they went on, and what the health implications from those are still remains to be seen. But from a radiation standpoint, I just want everyone to know that it's a very exacting science. We've studied radiation for 100 years. We know every isotope that's radioactive. We know how long it will be radioactive. We know how to protect ourselves from exposure to it where possible. There's three factors that come into play with that: time, distance, and shielding. You want to minimize your time around a radioactive source, and then if possible, you want to maximize your distance and shielding. To that point, the Japanese have done an admirable job of evacuating the population around that nuclear plant. The closest now active resident would be at least 12 miles away. The good news there is if they are having releases of radiation as it moves from that source, which is the plant, it becomes more and more dilute. By the time that radiation travels downwind, and it appears a lot of it is being carried over the open ocean, but assuming it was being carried over a populated area, the radiation levels would be maybe 100 times less or more at that 12-mile distance away. So that's important. Again, here in the United States, we're thousands of miles away. So our radiation monitoring systems may be able to detect it, but for people on the West Coast to be, you know, clamoring for potassium iodide pills, I think that's a little bit of an overreaction.
Coming up, more on Japan, including the economic impact of this disaster, not only there but around the world, and the fact that there hasn't appeared to be any looting pretty much at all. This is the focus on the Talk Radio Countdown Show in just a few moments.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
.com. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, your way to figure out what's going on in the world of issue-oriented news talk radio and television. Japan in the focus. In the wake of the earthquake and the tsunami, some say their nuclear reactors are reaching crisis levels. Here is Dave Ross on his radio program trying to put the fears to rest, or at least into perspective.
You've all heard about those nuclear plant workers.
Having to go into the reactor buildings wearing bulky respirators. They're having to work even by flashlight.
This is also scary that in West Coast cities, we have people clearing the shelves of potassium iodide pills as protection from a nuclear accident 5,000 miles away. And then what do? They get into a car where they're sitting on about 13 gallons of highly flammable gasoline. Then they join a bunch of drivers, half of whom are making cell calls or sleepy or drunk. And they cross bridges which could come down in an earthquake 1,000 times gentler than what hit Japan. Then they sleep in unreinforced homes in a neighborhood full of sex predators. Yes, these plant workers are heroes, as is every firefighter who puts on a bulky respirator to go into a dark, smoke-filled, possibly collapsing building, which happens every single day. And of course, radiation releases are scary. But scarier than an axis-shifting earthquake and the biggest tsunami since Noah? Maybe we like to scare ourselves about nuclear power because it takes our minds off the daily gauntlet of dangers we've come to accept. Of course, we'd all prefer to get our power from solar panels and windmills and by hooking generators to millions of squirrel cages if the animal rights people would allow that. But these things are taking a while. So in the meantime, we're going to need flammable oil and explosive gas and fish-killing dams and radioactive nukes. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to boot up our computers and continue tweeting how scary nuclear power is.
On CNN, Suzanne Malvo talked to Michael Friedlander about what the Japanese are facing.
Michael, appreciate your being here with us. You have a lot of experience when it comes to being on the ground in those nuclear power plants for more than a decade or so. Tell us, what are those guys going through right now?
I don't think that there's anybody in the world who can really imagine exactly what those guys are dealing with and the level of adversity that they're overcoming minute by minute and hour by hour over the course of the tragedy.
Describe for us, what do you think is happening in the minds and in the hearts of those men who are battling those blazes, who must be hot, must be hungry, and must be worried for their safety being exposed to all that radiation?
Well, I'm sure you know, the first thing that's in the front of all of their minds is, were their families able to get out of the way of the tsunami, and are they okay? And so while they're battling the casualty at the power plants, I'm certain that they're worried about their families. Certainly, as they're going about doing their business, you know, they're certainly focused on their priorities, which are keeping the reactor shut down, maintaining core cooling, and protecting the health and safety of the general public. As you mentioned, they're in a power plant that's been without power now for 5 days. There's certainly areas of the plant that probably have lethal doses of radiation. It's dark. It's probably quite cold in there by now, 5 days after the shutdown, as we're aware. The environmental conditions in northern Japan this time of year are quite cold in the evenings. They're probably wearing full-face respirators or SCBA equipment, trying to communicate in the dark, moving around with flashlights. And as you said, they're using the emergency rations there, which probably constitute the typical packages of the military style, made ready to eat packages. So it's a very difficult situation. And we really, at some point, I'm sure we'll become full aware of all the adversities that they've been able to overcome.
Michael, we know now that the Japanese government has raised the acceptable level of radiation to being exposed to. It is five times the maximum exposure that's permitted in American nuclear power plants, those nuclear plants. Do you think that they are already getting sick, that they are feeling the effects now?
Well, I'm sure that they have the proper dosimetry, and I'm sure that they have experts in health physics who are there assisting them and who are monitoring their circumstance. Really, it would be inappropriate for us to speculate on their health conditions. Nuclear workers know what they're getting into before they go to work there. They monitor their dosage very closely over the course of their career in the nuclear power industry, and with the professionals that are there who are helping them out on a day-to-day, minute-to-minute basis, I'm sure that they're being properly monitored.
And Michael, finally, if you had a chance to talk to their family members to tell them, because obviously you would understand what those family members are going through, the worry and the fear they have for those who are at ground zero, essentially, what would you tell them?
Well, I would just my heart and empathy goes out to you. Your loved ones are true heroes for the entire world, and I'm sure that they will be coming home to you as quickly as possible.
Here on a talk radio program, ABC's Alex Stone focuses on the different cultures in Japan, which is a big part of the reason why the Japanese are not running through the streets looting and stealing.
You know, much more of that, hey, we'll deal with it kind of attitude. Yes, they've had somewhat of a run on food and that sort of thing here in Tokyo as people worry about, you know, what could be the radiation cloud coming this way and during these repeated aftershocks. But, you know, again, a lot of it's the culture here that you don't see them running through the streets, you know, with their hair on fire saying we're all going to die. That just doesn't happen here. And no, they don't seem scared about it. Again, they put a lot of reliance on their government saying that the government will take care of it.
Coming up, we'll look at the latest on the battle over the federal budget as Congress tries to avoid a shutdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
Live from Progressive,
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Whether you're in the office or on the road, here are three software programs to help you connect and collaborate from anywhere. First, Google Docs allows you to share documents online, edit them as a group, and track changes. Go to docs.google.com to download your file, then share it as a link or send an email to collaborators. That's docs.google.com. Second, Tungle.me is used to sync all of your calendars online and provide one place where people can schedule time with you without you needing to be involved. Go to Tungle.me for more details. That's Tungle.me. Finally, connect with up to 250 colleagues within seconds using a free service called Join.me. Just like WebEx without the monthly fees and registration forms, use Join.me to share documents or review presentations instantly. Great for meetings, training, and group editing. To learn more, visit Join.me. That's Join.me.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you at 800-510-TALK to express yourself or send email to Doug@DougSteffen.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook as well. Shifting gears now, focusing on the budget battle as Congress looks at another continuing resolution. On MSNBC, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski talk with their panel about the likelihood of a government shutdown.
Do you think Barack Obama is going to have the courage to do what Bill Clinton did and stare down the Republicans and shut down the government if they just keep passing one CR after another?
I will show humility here and say I just don't get a good feel for where things are going right now. The House was able to pass the CR with a lot of Republican defection.
Right.
I still think there's a huge agreement between the president and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell about how to get this done. And I think that McConnell and Boehner want the president to step up and be a little bit more public in laying out the signposts about where they're headed. I still think it can happen, despite the fact that there's no obvious path today to get there.
And John Heilman, you've got Republicans, freshman Republican, and other conservatives, saying John Boehner's not going far enough. So Boehner's being pulled one way while the president remains silent over there. Bill Clinton had the guts to just say, don't send me any more CRs, I'm going to veto them and shut down the government. And we didn't believe him, and we were wrong. And he shut down the government. He vetoed one bill after another. I just haven't seen anything in Barack Obama over 2 years that would suggest that he would do that.
Well, the problem is for Obama is that, I mean, Clinton had a great opening in the behavior of Newt Gingrich. It was easy to caricature the Republicans as being totally out of control because of the way that Newt behaved in some ways.
A different gap every day,
very petulant and kind of crazy. Right now, even though there is the schism in the Republican Party, it still is looking fairly sane in the sense that Boehner is behaving in the way that Boehner does, which is not at all like Newt Gingrich.
Well, in fact, they're actually talking as far as entitlements like the only sane ones in Washington.
Correct. So it's harder for him to feel comfortable taking that political risk, because that was a battle that Clinton knew he could win. I think Obama is not as confident right now that he would win this battle because Republicans right now are not behaving extremely enough. And you might not like their policy, but they're not behaving in a way that allows Obama to paint them as kooks.
Like Newt Gingrich at one point said that the government was going to be shut down because Bill Clinton put him in the back of the plane while he was flying to a funeral, going to Israel. And that, I can just tell you, that really didn't help our cause. Jeffrey Sachs, we agree that you've got to be responsible on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, and we differ. on the degrees of the danger for those programs. But I think the one thing we both agree on is the fact that you can't balance this budget by slashing 10% of the budget. You cannot slash discretionary domestic spending without causing some real problems with local governments, state governments, without causing cops, firefighters, infrastructure, R&D, education, the things that we need to invest in. So the question is, are we going to get both parties start acting responsibly and like Barack Obama bragging about cutting home heating oil assistance to the poor?
The answer is we're not. Actually, I think we're going to reach an agreement which is going to increasingly gut what the government does, because we're faking it.
On a California station, host Mike Slater and Dinah Smith talking about the Republicans that seem to switch sides on the vote for the continuing resolution.
You know, 2 weeks ago, the House passed a continuing resolution, right? They can't pass a budget in Washington. So they passed a continuing resolution. And they gave the government 2 more weeks. Or they funded the government for 2 weeks, right? And I have a buddy here who works at the Defense Department or whatever, some defense contract. And he's like, listen, we may not have a job if they don't pass the continuing resolution. So they did. He's like, okay, well, I'm employed for 2 more weeks. I got another friend who's in Secret Service school. He says, if they don't pass this thing, then they all go home.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, they're done. Like, he's in Homeland Security school in Florida or something like that. He's like, listen, they told us we're going to go home if they don't pass this thing. So that was 2 weeks ago. It ends on Friday. In a couple of days here. Mm-hmm. So the House just yesterday approved another continuing resolution. And this is what's so confusing. The vote was 271 to 158 in the affirmative. Okay, so the thing passed. We got 3 more weeks of government.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful.
Woo-hoo!
All right, so 54 Republicans defected and voted no. Because they're like, listen, we just got to – I mean, here's Alan West is saying that Congress needs to stop delaying the inevitable confrontation overspending for the rest of 2011. Just pass a budget. Like, what are you guys doing? It's your number one job. You have the power of the purse. Do your number one job. This is what's so weird. Of the San Diego congressmen, Bilbray, Hunter, and Issa, those are the 3 Republicans, right? Those are our 3 Republicans.
Yeah.
They voted for it. I would vote no. Vote no on this continuing resolution. They're like, oh, Mike, if you don't vote yes, then the government's going to shut down. Pass a budget, like a real budget for the year, not every week. What the heck is wrong with you guys? I want to know why the Republicans voted yes for this thing. Do you know what I mean? While 54 other Republicans voted no for some reason. We got to start doing some comparing here, because these guys, they've all totally, I don't mean our Republicans here in San Diego. I mean everyone in Washington totally, totally lost their mind. I don't think they have any idea what they're doing. They're totally clueless.
Here's host Michael Brown on his radio program with some thoughts that basically center on Congress starting doing their job instead of passing the resolutions every couple of weeks.
The House of Representatives passed a 3-week spending bill. This will keep your illustrious federal government open through April 8. The bill passed by a vote of 271 to 158. Dozens, 54, I count, 54 Republicans, including 22 GOP freshmen, opposed the short-term bill. Can I get a hallelujah for those? Now, here's what I find interesting. Without support from 85 House Democrats, the bill would have failed. We've got a revolt going on in the House of Representatives. And I think this revolt is because of John Boehner's unwillingness to stand firm and follow what I really believe the Republican caucus, the Republican conference, wants to accomplish. And that is draw the line in the sand and make the Democrats on the Senate side shut the government down, not the Republicans. Now, Alan West, the new congressman from Florida, he's the colonel. I think he was in the Marines. Alan West is a black conservative who joined the Congressional Black Caucus, much to their chagrin. He said this, "My no vote should not be construed as my willingness for a government shutdown." You see what he's doing? He's setting it up. I'm not for shutting the government down. He says, "My vote is based on a simple principle that we need to complete the federal budget for 2011. We cannot wait any longer. The time has come to have this debate on federal spending and get our nation back on track by cutting spending for the long-term economic restoration of the republic." You heard Boehner talking about, well, it's another step forward. You know, there are some who didn't think it was enough, some who thought it was too much, some that wanted to attach riders, but this was the best we could do. Now, if they need it, if they lost 54 Republicans and they needed the 85 Democrats so that it wouldn't fail, there is anarchy, civil war, a minor disturbance, you might say, inside the Republican Party. I think those 54 Republicans, including the 22 freshmen, understand exactly why they were sent to Washington.
Up next, we shift to Libya as the talk countdown continues.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Again, back to MSNBC. Chuck Todd here speaking to Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, about whether it's too late for a no-fly zone.
The United Nations Security Council is now circulating a draft resolution on a no-fly zone yesterday, which takes it up this morning. But even if it succeeds over the reluctance from China and other member nations, is it actually too late for the rebel forces? Muammar Gaddafi's forces have retaken a strategic eastern city in Libya, just 100 miles from the opposition capital in Benghazi. Blustering to French television, Gaddafi's son, Saif, said today, everything will be over in 48 hours. Well, let's bring in Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. And Richard, I want to start with what suddenly is now in the hands of the United Nations when President Obama last Friday put the idea of a no-fly zone in the hands of NATO. What's changed as far as the United States is concerned? Why has the government switched from saying, no, we got to wait till the UN speaks, from waiting till NATO speaks?
Well, two things. The first thing is this administration, correctly in my view, has never been all that enthusiastic about having a no-fly zone. I think they correctly diagnosed it as not enough to be militarily decisive, but enough to perhaps get you in trouble in Libya. So that's why they ruled out anything unilateral. The UN is preferable to NATO only in the sense that it gives you greater diplomatic legitimacy and backing, but it also slows it down. But again, that's probably consistent with the administration
druthers, which is not to jump in with both feet in Libya. Far more important what's going on in Egypt. Far more important what's going on in Saudi Arabia and Bahrain.
Well, let me ask you about Bahrain. Is this turning in? What are the chances? What are your concerns about this turning into a proxy war between the Iranians and the Saudis?
A little bit of that. I'm even more concerned, though, that essentially the situation in Bahrain has gotten heavily militarized. I would much prefer, Chuck, that it were essentially a political dynamic between the government and the opposition, or the government and the people, even to be more fair about it. Instead, by having 1,000 or so Saudi troops, the troops from the United Arab Emirates. Essentially now the dynamic has become heavily in the streets and physical. And I worry about that because then where do you go from there? It's very hard in that environment or that context to introduce political and economic reforms. So I worry that the Saudi response, which was meant to calm things down, has actually made a precarious situation worse. And as you say, it could take on dimensions of a Sunni, Shia, Saudi, Iranian dynamic, which would make a bad situation even worse.
Here are Dan Kaplan and Craig Silverman talking about the president's comments that we are tightening the noose on Gaddafi.
Boy, was that a flat-out lie. And why, when you had France ready to go, Britain, even the Arab League saying, come in, help, stop Gaddafi, why has the president not only stood back, allowing evil to succeed, but why has he actively boosted Gaddafi, his own administration declaring a day before that false statement made by the president that Gaddafi was going to win? First of all, why does he make that statement? Is that a lie?
Dan, I don't know. My observations today is the world's in a lot of trouble. That's why I think not only do we have a humanitarian crisis in Japan, but I look at what's going on in Bahrain. I look at what's going on in Israel. They intercepted a ship, the Victoria, with a bunch of missiles headed toward Gaza.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Iran and Saudi Arabia are getting it on in Bahrain, where it's Shia versus Sunni. And that might be extended to Saudi Arabia, where they have a vast Shia population, yet the monarchy is Sunni. In Bahrain, they just got 1,000 Saudi Arabian troops. And what are they doing? Well, I watched the video, and it was like True Grit, the movie I watched the other night, except it wasn't acting. People were getting shot left and right, unarmed people, by military forces from Saudi Arabia. And it's not clear to me that the United States has any leadership. I think Saudi Arabia has looked at America and said, they're not going to do anything. They've sized up this president. I looked up the word diffident because I think that's a good one to describe Barack Obama. And for better or worse, as I talked about on the show, and I'm not the only one who's talked about it, but I said it when it happened. Once you commit to Muammar Gaddafi has to go, those words that he deserves the noose. Well, if you can't make that happen as the United States of America, what do you always say, back it up or pack it up? Well, America's not backing up anything. And why even take a stand if you're not going to back it up? The Arab League, but for two countries, and Iran's not really Arab, but Iran and Syria oppose intervention in Libya. The rest of the Arab world wants America to intervene.
Find out more about all these items that we've been reviewing in this hour of the Countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.